we've entered the period of Bein HaMetzarim. The truth is that the Bein HaMetzarim, the more you get into it and the more you come closer and closer to Tisha B'Av, it intensifies more. But Lamaisa, we're leaving. A lot of people are leaving. I feel like, Baruch Hashem, there hasn't really been much of a Sof Zman here. The Eilam's been really, it's really inspiring. It's been keeping me going. But we have to leave with Inyanim that will take us through proper Hashkafas. Proper Hashkafas to understand the ideas of Churban HaBayis. And perhaps we'll do that by finishing off the Inyanim of Kavod. See how it relates. Lamaisa, sometimes you meet people who they're, you know, the only way to describe them is they're off. I don't know if there's any other way to, like, he's just off. It's like that type of guy, you can try to speak to him, but it's just not worth it. He's off. And unfortunately, we're off. We are off. And therefore, what I'm talking about today is a little bit higher than what I'm holding by, and maybe higher than what you're holding by, but we're off. If it's too high for us, then we're off. We're off. The fact that we can't relate to the aspect of Rosh Hashanah, of being Mamlech Hashem. Of course, everyone relates to the idea of Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Hadin, a Day of Judgment. But if you look in the Shemona Esrei, there's barely a mention of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. It's the idea of Hashem being a king and coronating a melech, coronating a king. That's very foreign to us. And the other side of the coin of what's foreign to us is Churban HaBayis, is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Both of these sugyas have to do with the Malucha of Hashem, the grandeur of Hashem's kingdom, the way things were supposed to be, ideally the way they were when Shlomo HaMelech was sitting on the Kisei Hashem, and the entire world was sitting in trepidation from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. They knew that everything came out of Yerushalayim, all the great wisdom, all the kings and queens would come and seek his wisdom, and no one dared to mess with Klal Yisrael. And that was taken from us is something that we don't think about enough, and it's not registering by us. It's something that we carry with us, B'chlal. But we're off. We are off. We're like one of those guys who, like, everyone just starts snickering at him because, you know, he thinks he's Napoleon or something. And you just, like, get into a conversation with him to laugh. That's our situation, unfortunately, in Ruchnias. And even if we know where we're supposed to get to, that's already an achievement. That's already a madrega. So we'd like to discuss the sugya of Kavod Shamayim. Kavod Shamayim, we've discussed the sugya of being mechabed your friends. That we know about. It's the dorms, it's the cafeteria, it's the Beis Medrash, Kavod Atzmi, not eating a pizza in the middle of the street. Fine, things that we're used to. But now we're talking about something called Kavod Shamayim. And Kavod Shamayim is really the only sugya that we've been working on this whole Zman. We'll explain how everything comes to what we're doing right now. It's all about Kavod Shamayim, having Kavod for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Yeruchim brings a Gemara. Rav Yeruchim is in Das Chachma Musar, Chelek Beis. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Tzadi Tes, Tanu Rabbanan, ki Dvar Hashem Baza. They disgrace the Dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem. So there are a lot of things in here you could understand. Someone who says Torah is not min Hashamayim, someone who's an Apikaires, these are all serious infractions. Someone who's megal upon him by Torah, shaloka halachi, he makes things up and says that they're the Torah, fine. And now it continues. Mikan amar Reb Lezer Amoidai. The Gemara brings as the perfect suchtel for Dvar Hashem Baza. Reb Lezer Amoidai, who says in Pirkei Avos, hamechalas hakadshim, someone who profanes kadshim, who gets hanah from kadshim, hamevazes hamoadais, someone who runs around on Chol HaMoed as if it's not a real Yontif. Machlokes over there, what exactly that means. Umefer Briso Shel Avram Avinu, someone who's Mefer the Bris of Avram. Vamegal Panim Batorah, fine. And Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, someone who embarrasses his friend Barabim. Afal pishiyish biyado toira umaisin toivin. This guy is loaded with Torah and mitzvahs. Ein lo chelek lo'olam haba. He has no chelek lo'olam haba. Whoa. Frekt Rav Yeruchim. Mavazis ha-moadis. Mavazis ha-moadis is maybe a drabanan. Mavazis ha-moadis, he's wearing shorts the whole day on Chol HaMoed. What do you want from the poor guy? Malbim b'nei chaver b'rabim, he says this, maybe avak ritzicha, but it doesn't say that a reitzeach doesn't have a chelek in olam haba. Someone who's malbim b'nei chaver b'rabim, which the worst thing it could possibly be, is like killing somebody. But killing somebody has a chelek in olam haba. But embarrassing someone doesn't? And mechalos hakodshim is a lav. It's a regular lav. You have Betsy the cow, she's kodshim. You ride around with Betsy and you give pony rides to your friends with Betsy. Okay, it's not the best thing to do, but ein lo chelek lo'olam haba? It's very steep. And here we begin the sugya. Here we begin the sugya of kavod shamayim. Rav Yeruchim brings, and it's be'etzim beferish over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had one purpose in the world. When he created the world, he had one purpose. Aside from the fact that the Mekubalim tell us he wanted us to enjoy olam haba, lehetiv in briyosav, but he had one objective that's brought us in Chazal in front of us. Says the final Mishnah in Perek Kinyan HaTorah and Avos, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo lo bara ela lichvoidai. Hashem only created things with the motivation of kavod. Shenemar lichvoidiv barasiv. I created things for my kavod. What is kavod? Right? We're experts. We could write a doctorate on kavod by now, Rabosai. Right? Kavod means that something is real by me, is heavy by me. It's kaved. It's serious. It's a manda amar. It's a heavy weight. When I have kavod for something, so then it's in my life. Rav Volba Zatzal said to some of his Talmidim at the end of his life, he says, what was the purpose of all my shmuzin? Very big question. He asked some of his biggest Talmidim. And everyone answered, and Rav Volba didn't hold of any of their answers. He says, you know what the tachlis of all of my shmuzin was? All of them. An entire career. Big sefer Ali Shor, 2 volumes, and plenty of other svarim. What was the whole purpose? To teach that ruchnius is a metzias. That ruchnius is real. That's what kavod shamayim is that this is real. This is what it's about. This is where it is. And when somebody doesn't think that that's where it is, so there's no kavod shamayim, then there's no purpose of living. Says Rav Yeruchim, amazing. Someone takes their friend. Malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim. It's true he didn't kill him, but he did worse than kill him. You know what he did? He said, you don't have a tzelem elokim. Yeah, you know, they say this thing that man was created in the image of God. Nah. Not Frank. Frank wasn't created in the tzelem elokim. Not Baruch, not Dave. Everybody else. Cheapened it. He took the kavod out of life. It's not the aveira that he did. He took the kavod shamayim out. The whole reason that we're mechabit our friend, Rabosai, is because there's a Rabbono Shalom. Because he's real, and he took from his kisei ha-kavod neshamas, and he put them into each one of us, and that's mechayev us taking each person very seriously, and being prepared to jump out the window before embarrassing our friend. That's what it means to have kavod shamayim. Mevazes ha-ma'ados. What does it mean when a person doesn't show that it's Chol HaMoed? You think, there's Holy Spirit falling down on today, some sort of special. Today's a day. It's a regular, you could drive a car today. Viharaya. There's nothing happening over here. The Aveira is not the problem. He took out the covet. He took out the majesty. He schlepped it out. He said, there's nothing happening down here. There's nothing real down here. It's whatever. It's like turkey on Thanksgiving. That's what this whole Chol HaMoed thing is. Cranberry sauce. It's the same thing. That's what he's doing. Someone who's Machalo Kachim, who takes Betsy around for pony rides. It's not the Avera that he's doing, the Lav. He's stating that Betsy's not Kaddush. Somebody was just Makdish Betsy. Just Makdish her as a Shlomim. And now, what am I doing? I'm saying it's not real. And says Rav Yerucham, such a person can't have a chelik in Olam Haba. They can do so many mitzvahs. They can have so much Torah. But they don't feel that Hashem is real in their lives. They don't have kavod shamayim. They're missing lichvoydi barasim. The total objective of Hashem is to see kavod in the world. To see that whatever Hashem has placed here is majestic, is awesome. The people, the things, and perhaps you can divide it into three categories over here. There are three categories of living, perhaps. Can't say this for sure, this is my own thought. There's time, there's space, and there's man. Three parts of the world. Time, space, and man, right? You need a space for man, you need time for man, and you need man himself, right? Those are the three basic components of existence over here. And perhaps this is exactly what happens to this person. Chazal know how to talk. A mavazes hamoado says there's no kedusha. There's no seriousness. There's no majesty to time. Every day is a day, whatever with whatever. Nothing big is happening over here. Space, there's no kedusha to space. Betsy is not doesn't have any kedusha. She's the same Betsy as before. Nothing happened to her. It's really fine. And man, Malbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim is he's not really somebody like we've been talking about all these years who's on a mission and this and we need him and nobody else is like blah, 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 blah. Star keep going and going, blabbing around for weeks and weeks about stupidity. I know who he is. I'm rejecting the covet of Shemayim in Zman, in Mokum, and in Adam. And such a person is Mufka. If he's not living with these types of covet, it doesn't matter what types of buildings he's built for Torah. It doesn't matter how many trees and chopping wood he's done for old ladies after Chatzos while saying Tikkun Chatzos and fasting. It doesn't matter because he missed the boat. He's off. He's off. And the Rabbeinu Shlom's looking for people who are on his team. Someone who can embarrass someone publicly. He's not showing it. Somebody who could be Mechal Kachim. Somebody who could be Mavazim Moadas. He doesn't get it. He's off. He's disabled in terms of his Kedusha. And the Tachlis of the Bria is the Chiddushes that Borei Olam wants us to be Mechabed him, right? Why would Borei Olam want us to be Mechabed him? That's the great chesed that Hashem gave us. The Goyin says on the Pasuk, Toiv Yatzar Kevoid Lishmai. Toiv Yatzar Kevod Lishmai. Literally translated, Hashem made good, and there's Kavod Lishmai. Says go, no. Toiv Yatzar, Hashem created the greatest good in the world. What's the greatest good that could ever be? Kavod Lishmai. That Hashem lets me give him Kavod. The greatest position that you could have in the world is that Hashem actually cares whether you're Mamlechim, whether you're interested in Kavod Shemayim. That's the greatest stellar you could get. Toiv Yatzar! What's the greatest creation of good that could ever be? Kavod Lishmai. That what I do matters for the Malucha of Hashem. If a person understands that, a person is flying. A person is flying. Bilam HaRasha, Rabbi Osai. I mean, anyone who is following what we've been doing knows that the most times the word kavod is mentioned, right? Not kavod Hashem. But plain old-fashioned kavod, I don't even know where else it's mentioned in the Torah. Plain old-fashioned kavod that's like, you know, the real, real looking for kina taiva and kavod. That's over here. Look what it says over here. It says in Balak, Perek of Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Balak is speaking, and he says to Bilam, Amarti chobed achabedcha. I said I would give you so much kavod. How could you do this? I would be embarrassed. You know, like we would like speak about kavod. Like it's like no. Balak says to him, but I told you I would give you kavod. So I would expect Bilam to be like kavod. We don't do things for kavod, right? No. He says Hashem was moneah from kavod. He says I know. Im yitzin li Balak maloi based kesef azav lo uchal avarth bi Hashem lasus tova ram milibi. I know you offered me kavod. It's so terrible. But you should know if I was zochet to all the kavod of your house. Everything. Hashem doesn't let me. What in the world is going on here? This is a Navi? And the answer is yes. Kavod is a sugya that we've been handling. It's great to feel big. It's great to feel big. And if you're rich, you feel great. You feel big. Imagine if he was like Balak. Can I ask you a question, though? Can I ask you a question? I'm a little bit dense. I can't help it. How famous would you become if you were the only Goyisha prophet that ever existed? Amazing Madrega. Imagine you have, like, you have a monopoly on this. You are Bilam, the connector with Hashem. I would say that that would far surpass wealth if you handle your position well and actually try to listen to Hashem, try to follow the rules. You know, is there a greater position, Rabosai? This is what we've been talking about the whole time. This is it. This is the Ben Torah. This is the Tel Melakim. And he just wants a couple bucks. No shaychus. No shaychus to Emes HaKavod. That's a guy. That's a guy. Mamish netzach netzachim. We have netzach netzachim. Here in Yerushalayim, if there's, in this area, if there's a doctor, he's mechubed because he's a Talmud Chacham. People know he's a doctor who's a Talmud Chacham. Here, there are people who go their whole lives in medical school, and this, just because they, not because they really want to help people, they say that all that junk. They want to be called doctor, doctor, doctor. I'm doctor this, and this is my wife, and I'm doctor this, and this is my children, and I'm doctor. They like saying it, doctor, 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 doctor. You listen to their answering machine, they say doctor all the time. This is doctor this. I'm a little bit, I'm busy with something because I'm doctor this, and if you want me, I'm doctor this. Shkayach. Kavod hamedume. It's in the Torah. It really feels big. But there's kavod shamayim. And a person like this was the biggest disgrace in history of the Goyim. He was offered the greatest kavod to be marbe kavod shamayim. And he messed up royally. He totally missed the boat. Toiv yatzar kavod lishmoy. And the Mesil Sisharim says, you might say, what does Hashem need my kavod for? And he says, no, Hashem's called Kael Kavod. In Chassidus he says this. Kael Kavod. Doesn't mean that Hashem needs your kavod. Hashem allows you to have a role in this world. Your whole role is to be Marbe Kavod Shemayim. This is a new one. Whoa, they've been talking about this whole 613 mitzvahs. Now I'm getting up here and going, wow, guess what? You got all 613, but you didn't get this? You're off. You missed the boat. It's all about kavod. Everything we've been talking about with your friends, it's been kavod Hashem. Everything about yourself has been kavod Hashem. Exactly what Bilam missed. And now we're at kavod Shemayim, it's the same sugya. Finding the kavod. The kedusha. Whenever there's kedusha, there's something called chilul. What does the word chilul mean? Any thinking person has to be bothered. What does the word chilul mean? It's a chilul Hashem. You are mechalel Shabbos. You're mechalel kodshim. When do we use this word exactly? What is the word chilul? Good question. Why don't we just say you were over on Shabbos? You did the avera of Shabbos. What's this chilul business? Baruch Hashem, we're not the first to ask this question. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zayar asked this question. He says, what is the word chilul? Chilul, maybe you'll say, is profane. I don't even know what, you know, these words. It's profane. What does that mean? Profane, just say you're over on the left. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the word chilul comes from the word chalal, which means a cavity, a hole, a big gap, a big gap. And he says, when do you use the word chilul? When there's something called kedusha. You know what kedusha is? Kedusha means this is Shabbos Kodesh, this is Hashem's day. And suddenly a guy takes a chainsaw and goes, and he makes a huge hole in Shabbos. That's what he does. He makes a huge hole in the Shabbos. That's what he does. Now Shabbos has a big hole in it. Where's the hole? Me, I'm in there. Hello. That's what he's doing. He's making room for himself and he's kicking out Hashem. He's taking out the kavod. Someone has kachim. It's not kachim. Take it out. Now there's a chilul. There's a chilul in the zman. Mevazim moados. Chilul in the zman. The Yushalmi says that there was a city they played ball on Shabbos. Yeah, they used to be ballers back then. I learned that the word ballers is for everything and anything now. I don't know what's going on. People really must like basketball. So they were ballers. Gone. Gemara in Gittin says that there was a families who stelled big sudas on Erev Shabbos. So by comparison to Shabbos, not nice. Gone. Wiped out. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? No kedushas hazman, no covet for Hashem. You know, people decide which places to go for sudas on Shabbos. It's also a sugya. And sometimes, like, your friend tells you you're going to go, you open the door and there's, like, smoke coming out. And there's, like, strobe lights going, like, this is a Shabbos too. This really goes on, not too far down the block. You could end up in one of these sudas. Guilty by association. Guilty by association. To go to such a Shabbos suda, a person, you have my permission. If you ever end up at such a Shabbos suda, where there's things that are not appropriate, just walk out. Walk out. I have to bench. Come back later to bench. I'm sure they'll be thrilled with that. It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. It's terrible. It's a Chilul Hashem. It's not just a weird suda with misdirected people who are on drugs. It's Pashut a Chilul Hashem. They've destroyed. In this house, there's a big hole. Shabbos is not invited. There's no Kedusha. There's no Kavod Shemayim over here. There's a Chilul. There's a gaping hole, Rachmana Litzlan. And then there's a Chilul by an Adam. There's a Chilul in yourself. Making a hole in yourself. There's something called the Chilul Hashem. It's making a hole in yourself. The Gemara tells us in Yuma, on Daf Pei Vav, Hechidami Chilul Hashem. How do you schlep out of yourself? Bari Olam. Abaye says, "Kedisanya v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha sheishim shamayim misoyev al yadcha." How do you get involved in Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem? You should be someone that when people see you, they love Hashem from you. Wow, this is a new objective. That when people see you, they should love Hashem. Misav al yadcha sheikori v'shonu mishamish tol minach hacham. This guy was in yeshiva. He's Meshamish Talmid HaChamim. He's honest in business. Nachas Masav Matnos Bemuna. Nachas Imabrius. He speaks nicely. Ashrei Aviv Shalom Dei Torah. Fortunate is his father who raised him with Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Dei Torah. And then, Oilahem Labriya Shalom Dei Torah. Wow, it's such a shame that not everyone gets to learn Torah. That's an incredible Kiddush Hashem. But then it goes weiter. And it says, "Aval misha kairi v'shoyinu mishamish talmidei chachamim ve'ein maso matano be'emuna ve'ein diburo benachas imabrius." He's not honest in business, and he doesn't speak nicely. They say, "Oy leploni shalom et Torah." Woe is to the person who learned Torah. Oy lo la'aviv, his father who taught him Torah. Oy le'rabbi shalom de Torah. Kama mikul kalan drachav. This is a Chilul Hashem. What's so bad? He's just not honest in business. Okay, that's one of the things he should be, but okay. Not the end of the world. And he doesn't speak nicely to people. What do you want? So bad? So bad? It's a Chilul Hashem. Do you know what a Chilul Hashem is? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah brings this. And he says, both in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, he says it's a Chilul Hashem. And then in Hilchos Tshuva, he says, guess what? You can't get kapar for this in this world. What is so terrible? What is so terrible? You know what it is? You misrepresented Hashem. You took away Kavod Shemayim. People look at you and they don't think that it's kedai. It's not real. This whole Jewish thing is not real. I was on a plane with this guy. He's from yeshiva. He's got those tassels. He's got that white shirt. Don't tell me about those rabbis. I got him down. I was on a plane with one of those guys. You should see what he does in front of everybody. It's one thing if he's embarrassed. Yeah, in front of everyone. And then you know what? He looked at the orange juice for the heksher after all the things he did on that plane. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? It's a Chilul Hashem. It makes it like, it's not real. It's not real. It's a game. It's not real. This whole Jewish thing, it's all a big play. It's a skit. That's a lack of kavod shamayim. Where Borei Olam is not seen in the world, that's irreparable damage to the kivun, to the objective of the world. When somebody goes into game zone, I recently found out not just what happens in game zone, but what happens next to you in game zone. Okay? How many people go to game zone, da-da-da-da, just watching the highlights of the week? But who's next to them? Guess what? Guilty by association. If you're next to some crazy guy, or even in his proximity, you're guilty by association. You're there. You're in that abyss. That's where you are. And when somebody sees, oh, don't tell me about those yeshiva guys are really, I go there, I see. I see what they're about. It's not about you anymore. The sugya is to stop thinking about yourself and think about Hashem. It's not about Averis. It's about Kavod Shamayim. We're not living with this ideal. We just think, what will I want to do? I want to do my mitzvah. I want to do my Avera. Right? Even today, the very nice programs that are there, they're like, the real you. Finding me. Activating my personal power. It's like a rope, like a crazy, like superhero. Activating my personal... What's happening? No one cares to go to something unless I'm activating myself. I have to figure out how to activate. If I press here or press there, how do I activate myself? And Kibalti from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, he said, you think that Avodah Zarah is over. There's no more Avodah Zarah. It's over. It's outdated. There's another Avodah Zarah today. You know what the Avodah Zarah is? He said, actualizing yourself. He said it in fancy Hebrew, L'mam Shesha Tatzimcha. To actualize yourself. Yeah, it's all about what I will become. No. Of course, if it's in Ruchnius, it's like we said all the past few weeks. But it's only to actualize yourself as a member of the team of Bayrei Olam. Bilam wanted to actualize himself for himself. That's what he was thinking about. You're not allowed to be seen in terrible places. You have no right. It's above you. You don't have the right to decide such a thing. It's above you. You're not allowed to do something publicly. It's simply astronomical proportion. It's something you will never be able to make up for. And it doesn't matter if that's too intense, Rabbi. I can't handle it. You don't have a choice. There's a kingdom of a melech. There's a melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Kavod Shamayim. And this is a sugya that is pashut from the Ikrei Ikrim. Ikrei Ikrim. How in the world are we supposed to care about the Beis HaMikdash? It's a joke. The Beis HaMikdash is the tragedy of loss of Kavod Shamayim in a building down the block. And it was an amazing building. This building, so much so, Tosfos and Yevamos on Daf Vav Amud Beis explains the Gemara that there was a Havamina that you should fear the Beis HaMikdash. Not fear the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Gemara says. He says you just bow down to it and just fear it. It was a manifestation of Kavod Shamayim that you could never imagine. The Pachad of Hashem. You could put it on your GPS. Bayrei Olam was real here. But it's a joke if a person thinks that they'll ever connect to this time or Rosh Hashanah, the Melucha of Hashem, if they're not worried about the Melucha in their own lives. The Nefesh HaChayim is Marech. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed from Titus HaRasha or Nebuchadnezzar. Kimcha Tchina Tichnis. They ground ground flour already, Chazal say. It was a done deal. Why? Because we weren't being Mamlech Hashem. We didn't have the Shechina with us. The Shechina is Kavod. The name for the Shechina is Kavod. And Kol Zman that the Shechina is with us, there's Kavod. But every person has the ability to be Marbe Kavod Shamayim in their own life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mesilas Yesharim quotes an amazing Tana Debe Eliyahu. He says, Kol Chacham Me Yisrael, it's in Chassidus, Sheyesh Bo Dvar Torah LaMito, who learns Torah truly, understands it truly, Umisaneach Al Kvodo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and krechs from things that go wrong. This week, there was a terrible Chilul Hashem in the world. I have enough seichel to not say specific things now every time you can get in trouble in this crazy world for saying something specific. But in America, there was a terrible Chilul Hashem of astronomical proportion. How many people krechst? Ah, Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. How many people even know? Chilul Hashem. Do we live with those terms? The pain. That's Misaneach al Kvoidah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val Kvoidah shel Yisrael. Nebuch. It's such a shame that people look at these Haredim as these right-wing fanatics who are leeches to society. It's such a shame. Umisave umetzer lekavod Yushalayim. And he's someone who looks for kavod of Hashem and Yushalayim. V'lekavod beis hamikdash. He's desiring the final geula. V'lyeshua shetismach. Lekinus Galius, Zoichel Ruach HaKodesh Bidvarav. He gets Ruach HaKodesh. Why does he get Ruach HaKodesh? You know why? What's Ruach HaKodesh? It says, this is someone who wants to have a relationship with me. Look how many times it said covet over here. Covet Yisrael, covet Yerushalayim, covet Hashem, covet Beis HaMikdash. This person is living in the reality that Hashem wants to talk to him. Such a person who, and he learns Torah La'amitai. He's one of those people that if the Shtickel Torah is wrong, he rips it up. Wow, that's a madrig, but everyone liked it and he got a lot of covet. That's a bilim. No, I'm coming with Torah La'amitai. I'm not saying we're holding here, Rabosai, but we don't realize how off we are. How off we are. We have no shaychus. A person just to know this, to start to think in the terms of, I'm representing Klal Yisrael. I'm representing this. I'm representing Borei Olam at every moment. I could be marbe kavod shamayim, or I could detract from kavod shamayim. I can make it a heavyweight, I can make it serious, I can make it real. Or I could just push it, be light, be mevazed, dvar Hashem baza. We should all be zeichet to be marbe kavod shamayim.